arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and perfectinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, and terbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium, and helium, and hafnium, and erbium, and phosphorus, and francium, and fluorine, ytterbium, and manganese, and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium, and scandium, and cerium, and cesium, and lead, and praseodymium, and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium, and calcium, and chromium, and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. Don't forget rutherfordium, and hossium, meitnerium, seaborgium, and borium, darmstadtium, rentgentium, fluorovium, muscovium, the poles like copernicium, much more than livermorium, nahonium, and tennessine, and then there is a noble gas, the heaviest of elements, it's 118, the very last, its name's unique, I'm telling you, I really would not put you on, they named it for a Russian, it's called oganesson. These are the only ones of which the news has reached Urbana, and there may be many others, for a chemist that's Nirvana. It's also the full list of which the news has come to Harvard, and there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.